okay on that. We're doing a test. Can you say something for me, please?
Yes, I can say something for you, Tim. I am talking right now. This is Connections. All I want to do
is to get back to you. So coming to you in
3, 2, 1. Osh Galvin is the Shamla, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And I've got with me my very special guest, Onat. Good evening.
What's up? Hey, what's up?
We just said the last time I saw you, Onat, it was like in real time through glass and not through a computer screen.
Yeah, it was pretty much one of the last times I think both of us ever really went out before this entire pandemic started.
Pandemic. I always got visions of like loads of pandas walking around.
Pandas.
Pandademic.
Yeah, pre-COVID. We were talking about putting together like a party with Archie, but that didn't happen for obvious reasons, so... Here we are now. So 6 months later.
How's COVID been for you, Onat?
At first, it started out really productive for me. I was doing some music for YouTube channels and podcasts and whatever.
Can people still find that music?
Yeah, on YouTube. I was on a YouTube channel called Bizim Dışımızdaki Gelişen Olaylar, which is a mouthful, but you can find it, I think. Yeah. I did the theme song, and I did a couple theme songs for that channel. I think they actually stopped for a bit, took a break. But I was doing some music work for that channel. But besides that, I was working on my new album. It's called No Problem Here, which is a follow-up to my last album, Everyone Asked About You. It's a very ironic name, you know, calling your record No Problem Here. I have nothing going on. No problem. But when you're listening to the songs and the lyrics, it's like the total opposite. So I don't know. I like the name for now. Why not?
Stellar playlist for us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love that. The first track you've got on here is... it actually sounds like two song titles. The name of the band is Never Get to Heaven, which in itself sounds like a song title. And title of the song is Caught in Time, So Far Away.
These guys, it's like a duo. It's a guy and a girl, and they use this instrument called a monome, which is like a sound programming sequencer, synthesizer, whatever. Everything you hear is mostly from there, this little box. A monome.
Thank you.
Have you got the money for a Monem?
Eric hasn't. Like other boys his age, he spent all his money on sweets last weekend. And now he's missing out on a Monem. Don't be like Eric. Don't eat sweets, and you too can have a Monem.
I feel like solution of a light lemon liquid that's been doused very lightly with soothing water and put down a puddle. I'm just going to stop that now because... Oh, we didn't want that to happen, did we? You'll never get to heaven by courting time so far away, or courting time so far away by you'll never get to heaven.
So, you've got a cup of tea there, Onat.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think this is sort of in fitting with your next song, which is by the remarkable Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
They're like a British duo who were really big on like acoustic, folk rock, whatever, but they were also like really interested in electronic music.
Okay.
So they're like a very early... Their music sounds like if Boards of Canada worked with just like a really interesting folk artist or something like that. I don't know. They have very interesting songs and albums. Yeah. It took me a bit too to get into tea. It was like, what is this leaf water you're drinking?
Take me home, my friend. Be with me. Make me tea. Take me home, my friend. Take me to a place you love, and I will love it too. Sing to me your favorite song, and I will sing along with you. And I will sing along. If you see a tear in my eye, don't look away. Take me to a place you love, and I will love you too. Sing to me your favorite song.
Woo and Make Me Tea. And
yeah,
what's your preference, rectangle or pyramid tea bag?
Man, Like a hexagon, like a mixed machine too.
Well, like a solid hexagonal tea bag. That'd be like a
hexagonal tea bag. Yeah, why not? That way you can get into any surface. Because like if it's triangle, a bit of it is just gonna stick out.
Yeah. Gerard's Genre Gestation Infatuation. Well, welcome to a program that's so second nature to me, I could present it underwater. And I thought, why not? And then I thought of a few good dozen reasons why not. Well, what a better way to start a show than with a damn good bit of Urban Dew. Do you know Urban Dew? It's music that tends to form droplets of water about 5 a.m. on a June morning. Well, water you know. Here's a big watery slab of Urban Dew with Gideon's Elastic Pepper and Creamy Forks. What a way to go.
I consume dairy products with a fork. I'm such a rebel. My experience could be improved with a spoon, but I like prongs.
The watery sounds there of Gideon's Elastic Pepper and Creamy Forks. I was walking barefoot along the high street last night, which is a stupid thing to do, and I impaled my fallen arches. Seems there was a fork in the road. Ooh. And I don't want any go-betweens either, but talking of which, we've got the go-betweens. What can you tell me about the go-betweens?
So, like, the go-betweens, they have two really, really, like, big albums, and
it's like you on
which album was... Sure, maybe. So there's 16 Lovers Lane, which is universally like their most loved album, but my favorite is Liberty Bell and The Black Diamond, which includes this track we're about to play. It's a little, I don't know, it's got like a darker twang to it. I really like, I'm not really big on jangle pop, but like if it's got somewhat of like a groovy feeling to it.
Uh-huh.
I'm just,
I'm just digesting jangle pop. I love that.
Yeah. I like it when it's got like a bit of a groove, you know. It's like this song is like a sinister man walking down the streets, you know, looking for other shady people so he can form like his own group of shady people, you know.
Let's go between two layers of lightning. Give me a lightning noise, please.
Nice.
It's beautiful, man.
Mercedes parked in our street. So we stand.
got to speak it.
Oh, okay. Words are flowing out
like endless rain into an apricot.
Cup. They slither while they ass.
They slip away across the universe.
Ooze of sorrow, waves of joy
are drifting through my oh and mind.
Possessing and caressing me.
That was absolutely beautiful. I think that was just as John intended it.
A groove, you know, it's like this song is like a sinister man walking down the streets.
Tambourine. There's a lot of black tambourine going on there, for sure.
Yeah.
And they've done it again. From a Suicide cover to the band themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your favourite Suicide member?
Oh, man. That's difficult. let me think. Because, it's two guys, but, the two guys are like Alan Vega and Martin Rev, so you have to choose between... Honestly, without Alan Vega, there would be no Martin Rev, and without Martin Rev, there would be no Alan Vega, so I don't know. Yeah, 79, 80, something like that. This was like their second album, which, in my opinion, is their best album. I think they had like a bit of a separation thing, because at some point, one half of this album came out as a Alan Vega solo album, and one half came out as like a Martin Rev solo album. Bit of a mix, yeah. But like, there's this one CD version. It's got like their first rehearsals, which includes Dream Baby Dream. And it's also got their second album. And it's something that I would listen to every single time I used the train when I was in New York last summer. I really sort of worked, you know, just the weird eccentric sounds and Alan Vega ranting about a super subway comedian.
Well, in my life, I do travel around the city quite a lot and, you know, find myself sort of landing on public transport of various sorts. I tend not to go to metros too often, but, you know, quite partial to a nice minibus ride, you know, like the way they sort of swing it around the corners and the guy sort of ain't looking at the road when he turns around and gives you the change. And in order to sort of encapsulate that, I really recommend Peter Frampton, Frampton Comes Alive. I mean, he did other records, of course, but that really sort of, you know, brings it in for me.
The cheeses are moldy, the beetroot benign. The avocado's anything but fine. The dates are out of date, nothing to gestate.
But wait! Emmett Jeverard's Jever Gestation Infatuation! That's great!
I don't know about you, but I think it's high time we had some inner Streisand. Yes, folks, songs that can affect coastal erosion and that look sensational from a drone. And that is suppressed for maximum exposure. Yes, folks, this stuff certainly won't rain on your parade. Here's peanut butter with Herman and battery acid on my post-its.
You came out of my mouth, sat upon my desk. I didn't throw you away, as it made me so depressed. Now your toxicity's landed on my paperweight collection, and I'll have to throw you out, I guess, to the council garbage collection on Tuesday.
So, what's your experience with the Yo Le Tengo?
Yo Le Tengo are one of, the first bands that really inspired me to make music of my own.
Wow.
I first got into them when I actually first really got into following new albums and whatever, and their album Fade had come out 2013, I think.
Okay.
Positively Vection.
So a couple songs on an album are really, really good. It's not one of their better albums by any means, but I was really interested by the different sounds they had. They sounded much more chilled out compared to any indie rock band I had ever heard at that time. So I went back to their catalog, which is a very, very giant catalog. They have a lot of albums, but they have so many influences, and you could have a Beach Boys cover followed up by a shoegaze track, followed up by a very, very slow ambient track that sort of burns itself on you and somehow just explodes with the following track. I really like their understanding of sound and sonics and whatever. So I got really, really into them. And when I started making music, I looked at them okay, this is what my stuff should sound like maybe someday potentially. So Yo Le Tengo in that way are very, very important. Another thing I really like about their music is the way their vocals sound. So they have two vocalists, their husband and wife, and the female vocals are really, really claustrophobic, but also really lovely. The thing with the male vocals though, the way they record the S's sound very ASMR-ish. I don't know, you feel it when they use the letter S.
I followed you.
away across the universe.
Well, you know, for Saturday afternoon, I do like to take a nostalgic tramway. And I ask for nothing else but Joan Armour trading. I always make sure that Love and Affection is playing just as I'm passing the gates of Galatasaray. What can I say? It fit.
Tweepop band from like the late 80s. Tweepop. It's like a cute version of indie pop, pretty much. But there's a record label during like the early to mid 90s, late 80s called Sarah Records. Mm-hmm. And they had so many good bands, like a lot of releases from Sarah Records. There's most likely gonna be some song on there that's really gonna touch you. But Heavenly was a band from that scene. They sort of started hanging out with the Beat Happening people, Calvin Johnson, whatever. And during like their K Records, after a bit, they started sounding a little more punk-ish. Not quite, but you know, much more energetic. And with this EP, Atta Girl, it's a concept EP. I guess the vocalist of the band went through something in their in her life, and they wanted to make a piece of art based on that, what they went through. So what I'm gonna say is it's the only album or EP I've listened to that has a plot twist, and it's not something you can really predict that easily. So what I recommend is just listen to Atta Girl, the EP by Heavenly. Yeah, it's the only concept EP I can name off the top of my head. It's wonderful.
Yeah, top 10 concept EPs, go.
Heavenly, Atta Girl, what else?
That's it.
Yeah, I think it's sort of related to that. I think I found these guys on rateyourmusic.com. Like the guy who wrote, like this guy wrote like a big review on this one EP by this really random bedroom band, saying, I played gigs with these guys, they really changed my life, blah blah blah, wonderful people, love the album, this is my favorite music ever. So I listened to it, and it's like a lo-fi sort of rock, lo-fi indie rock album, and it's really solid. It's got a lot of good songs on there, and this was one of the ones that really stood out to me. So yeah.
Oh, it's in the air.
I can hear it coming in the air.
Years, you may be experiencing problems with lint. Lint can get everywhere. On my favorite records, on my modern filing system, even on the bathroom floor. Well, no more. Now you can suppress lint with Lint-Away. Lint-Away gently dissolves all lint until it's gone. And it can also take care of the source of all lint, your skin. Get yours today, but hurry. Don't get left on the lint train.
Well, from one lint to another, just a minute, here's some Dusty Melon. That's music for you and me that's a little bit dark with a lighter outcome. Because the darkest hour is dust before the dawn. And well, a melon's always an upside after dust. So here's Wrinkled Hedge Fund and a little ditty called This Hurricane Will Subside to some weather that can be described as moderately disastrous.
I see 85 shades of grey. It's psychedelia in a dystopian kind of way. I wanna rise up and paint it more dark purple, like a prehistoric, long extinct giant turtle.
Well, I mean, three things really, three golden elements. Thursday afternoon, car ferry. Ain't got a car, but... And Demis Roussos.
This guy contacted me on Rate Your Music. He's actually, I think he actually listens to my music, knows me, but I don't know. Maybe he doesn't, because he like approached me saying, "Hey, I know who you are, blah, 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 I like the taste."
Not the guy from the you record know? Shop who said, "Do you know Horse Jumper of
Love?" Horse Jumper of Love. Nah, this guy is local, actually.
Okay, so it's a different bloke.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, I know you like a lot of lo-fi, like sort of emo stuff. Here's a bunch of EPs that I really like. You should listen to them. Wow. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome of you. I'll listen to all of these.
A bunch of EPs. That's pretty positive.
That's such a nice guy. Frost, I think his name is on there. Thank you. But I listened to this Friends Unseen EP, which is, as far as I know, they're like a Swedish band that only released this one EP. It's two songs. And the first song is much more punkish. This is like a more emo. And it's beautiful.
It's the end of another show, so wow, thank you very much for
thanks a lot for having me on here, man. It's great talking to you again on air.
It's
like the old days.
Exactly. No, come again soon, and don't be a stranger and all that. Is there anyone you want to say hello to?
I don't know, whoever's listening to this recording right now, honestly. Archie's probably listening to it. Hello, Archie.
Hello, Archie.
Cam might be listening to it.
That's good.
Shouts out to him.
It's in record stores with EPs. They're probably the listeners.
Yeah, sure. Shouts out to Concept EPs. Okay. Yeah, shouts out to Horse Jumpers and all that. Yeah, dressage, yeah. It's a form of art, sure.
And it's coming to get you. It's coming to get you.
Yeah. Also, I'm working on new music, as I've said. No Problem Here is coming within the next year, I guess.
Let us know when you're a little bit clearer on the dates and everything, and it'd be great. If
you
give us a bit of a sample.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking about actually right now as we speak. So why not?
Why not?
Besides that, there's going to be a live recording of my band and I playing that will be released in mid-November. We played a pretty intense set, and it's going to be a pretty 30 to 40 minute video recording. You might enjoy it if you have seen us play before and miss seeing us for some reason, or you have not seen us before and would like to, a bit of a surprise, I guess.
So mid-November, and where's that going to be at?
The middle of November. Maybe I said December, I'm not sure.
Where at?
On YouTube, pretty much.
On YouTube, okay. So,
Where
should they go on YouTube to see that?
It's not quite decided yet, honestly. Okay. So, just look up my name. I'll promote it on my Instagram or whatever, so you can follow me on there as well.
Follow you on Instagram, and then we'll know nearer the time.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, Onat, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. And keep safe. And
stay connected.
Yeah.